And I wish that all of you stupid freaking scammers out there that are just there to make money off of unsuspecting victims, people like me and you, who want to just actually make some money doing some online businesses, but we can't unless you actually put some money into one, which is like, you know, Amazon, FBA, or something like that. Forget the FBA, just Amazon. Because Amazon by itself is a moneymaker. If you sell something on Amazon, good for you. That means you got something that somebody wanted. Simple as that. You know, and then there's the other platforms out there you can sell stuff on, or the same thing on the other platforms, either way. But hey, what I'm talking about here is I'm sick and tired of all these so-called gurus out there that are making money off of people just by, like, having some sort of course that you have to buy, even though they say it's free. And in the end, even if it's not, like, even if they don't charge you for it, it still ends up being like a 2-hour freaking course that you have to sit there through, and like, they don't even explain everything. Like, I just watched this one today. Oh my god. I about pulled my freaking hair out. I swear. This guy, he's nothing but an ex-addict. And he admitted that several times on the video. Back when he was, I think he said he was from the time he was 15 to the time he was 21. Now, if you know who this guy is, if you've seen him, you know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention his name because I'm above that. But anyway, this guy, oh my god, I mean, it was a disaster. He sat there basically yelling and screaming at everybody and flashing his money and his private jet in front of everybody, and he had literally stacks of hundreds sitting there on his desk while he was, you know, doing this so-called training. And the training consisted of him telling everybody that you gotta have the right mindset to be able to become a millionaire, or at least make, you know, more than like $5,000 a month. And he was mentioning somebody that he knew of that was making $5,000, like $3,000 to $5,000 a month before that person got involved with this guy. And I was sitting there thinking, my god, $3,000 to $5,000 a month would change my life so freaking much. I could do so much with that. It would be insane, unbelievable. It would be a total life changer. I would be so happy, and I would never have to worry about money ever again. You know, even at the 3,000 mark, I would still be like way above what I, you know, usually earn. And, you know, what I earn now is just enough to barely keep my head above water. So, you know, even though I'm starting a new job here pretty soon, and it's still going to be the same thing, even though I'm going to be doing that job and the, you know, probably go back to doing Uber and Uber Eats and DoorDash. Well, I'm still doing DoorDash as of right now because, well, my other job hasn't started yet, so I have to do it whenever I can just to make money. And I do other stuff as well. And I've tried a whole lot of online things. You know, and that's another thing I want to talk about. These people on YouTube that are these, they're not even gurus. They're just people that they advertise, oh, you can make, you know, $100 a day. You can make $700 per minute. You can make $1,000 a week, $10,000 a month, stuff like that. And I'm just, no. Because I have sat there and searched through all those videos like that. Not every one of them, of course. There's a lot of them. But I've searched through a lot of them. And I have tried a lot of that stuff. Well, let me tell you something. A lot of that stuff on there comes with a stiff, you know what, right up your butt. Okay? Because basically, they're just blowing smoke. That's it. They're just basically, okay, so what I think is really going on behind all this, and, you know, get a hold of me, leave a comment, whatever. If you have insight on this. But I personally, honestly, I think that because they, a lot of times they talk about affiliate marketing. Well, what makes everybody think that these people aren't getting paid to talk about all these different sites and apps and stuff that can make you supposedly make you all this money? They're, you know, what makes you think they're not getting paid just to talk about it? You know, they're saying, hey, go to this website, go to this app, download this app, it's free, da-da-da-da-da, and you'll make this much money per month. Well, yeah, sure, maybe. If you freaking are, like, it's like rocket science, I swear to God. I'm not even joking. Like, I'm pretty smart, okay? I graduated with a 3.0. Yes, that's not the smartest in the world, I agree. But that proves I'm not dumb, you know, by no means. But anyway, you know, I'm smart enough to figure that shit out. But it's like I said, I mean, you know, if it was not like rocket science, I could figure it out. Because obviously I'm not a rocket scientist. But, you know, and a lot of times they leave out little details that you really, really need to know before you actually go into this. And if you heard that, I'm sorry. The text message coming through. Anyway, so, yeah. It's they leave out a lot of stuff. It's ridiculous. I don't understand why they do that. Maybe it's a marketing tool that they use to get you to go to the site regardless, because they want to give you just enough information to go ahead and go to that site. But yet they don't want you, you know, they don't want to tell you exactly every single little step of how to do it all, because then you'd be making money like they do, and they don't want that, because the more people that go and make money like they do, well, guess what? That takes money out of their pocket. So yeah, it's crazy. So yeah, I'm fed up. I'm sick of it. I don't know which one to actually believe. I mean, some of them sound pretty good. A lot of them gurus make their stuff sound pretty good. I mean, maybe if I have more money coming in, I might try one. But, you know, normally it costs like $2,000 or, you know, sometimes you get lucky and it's only like $100 or something. Maybe a little less. But no, just don't fall for it. Just be smart and just steer away from it. The only thing online that really makes you money that I've actually found and researched about and everything is, like I said before, like going on like Amazon or Facebook Marketplace, something like that, something to that effect. You know, any of those platforms like that. And if you sell something that somebody wants, then you can actually make some money. You know, there's a guy that, you know, I've been watching a little bit of him lately. I don't know if it actually really works or not, but he's like, go to Dollar Tree and go in there and buy this and this and this, and I guess there's like a whole bunch of stuff from Dollar Tree you can buy from them and then you can resell it. I don't know if that's even legal, but he's making a big profit off of it, or so he says. I don't have no idea if he really is. I'm not there with him. I don't know. I have not seen his bank account. I mean, you know, I think there was a couple of videos he showed a bank account, but you can never tell if that's actually his or not. I mean, that could just be something he pulled up off the web. I mean, come on. But yeah, anyway, that's my rant for today. So, people, everybody, seriously, just don't do it. Just ignore that shit. Seriously, ignore it. It's ridiculous. My head is about to explode from all the freaking videos that I've watched that actually lead to nothing. Or they lead to surveys that you have to take, and then you get calls from people you don't want, and you have to give them your email, and you end up giving out your social or date of birth, you know, your phone number, email. You give out all of your personal information, and you know, a lot of those places are not what they say they are to begin with. And some of them that are what they say they are, they sell all your information to other companies that will try to call you, they will try to email you, and a lot of them can use your date of birth and your social to do bad stuff with. So just beware. You know, it's really not worth it. Don't do it. That's my advice to you for today. Take it or leave it, but there you go. Have a good one, guys.